Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pirates, Reds, where would you say our predictions have landed? I don't know. If we talked to 20, 25 people, including our own, I'd say generally it's low to mid-70s. Fulzy, yes?
Yeah, I would say like average is probably 77-ish.
What's high 70s? That's, people have been very optimistic, I will say that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess our earlier calls were much more optimistic than our later calls.
Was the 88 win guy sober?
Doubtful.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's a lot.
But it is a better team, and it's a, for me, and I know for you too, a way more interesting team. And what an interesting opening day lineup with Kanan, Smith, and Jigba batting fifth, and starting in right field. Let's learn a little bit more about that decision and about him from our friend and yours, Dr. Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. He's in Cincinnati. Tell us about Smith and Jigba. Jason, this is, to me, that was the thing that jumped out about the opening day lineup.
Yeah, it did to me too, Joe. And here's where I come down on it. I mean, the Pirates need to win more games. You guys have been talking about it. They've been talking about it. Okay. Well, he's been their best hitter in spring training. So why not put him in a prominent spot? I don't totally love over time having Ke'Bryan Hayes hit sixth. But right now, given what we've seen for the past month plus, Kanan, Smith, and Jigba deserves to be in a run-producing capacity. And who knows? Maybe he does it. It's a little bit of an unnatural situation right now with Andrew McCutchen's elbow injury, and they're trying to make it work with the DH and first base. But throw all of that out the window. Honestly, he's been one of their best hitters, so he's going to hit in a run-producing spot.
He came over in... Are you still there, Jason?
I'm here. Yep.
He came over in the Tyone trade. His minor league numbers, I noticed across, I don't know, 1,200 at-bats are decent. Nothing jumps off the page, though. What kind of player is he? What kind of hitter is he? What are his main attributes?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you asked that, Joe, because he's an interesting, different kind of hitter. He's a bigger kid. He looks like somebody that should be a power hitter and maybe strike out a lot, but he can drive the ball pretty far. That's not the type of hitter he is. He's a very patient guy. You'll see him, theoretically, if things are going the way he wants them to, you know, have a high OBP. He should not strike out a lot. He should draw a lot of walks. He has decent power. He's gone to the opposite field with power a lot in spring training, but he kind of looks like he's built like a traditional home run hitter. I mean, his brother is Jackson Smith and Jigba. I think people know that, the Ohio State wide receiver, but he's, you know, he does more than just put the ball over the fence.
Yeah, he's got a pretty big lower half, if I do say so myself, Jason. He's got like some Jay wobble to him. You mentioned that he's built like a power hitter. Second base, Ji-Won Bae getting the start today over Rodolfo Castro. Is this going to be a straight platoon? Is this righty-lefty kind of split? What do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, I don't know if it's straight platoon, righty-lefty. I mean, I think it might be playing the hot hand. And they both bring something different, and I'm curious to see how that comes out. You know, Bay's going to be a slasher type. He's going to steal bases and move around. Castro theoretically has some power. I think you might see Bay move around the field a little bit more just because he's more capable. I think he's a better shortstop. He plays the outfield. Castro doesn't. But it's going to be whoever ends up taking hold of that position. Really, that's the way I see this going. If somebody gets hot, they're going to let them go. They're going to keep playing. And if, you know, if they both struggle, I think they're also going to keep rotating them, and who knows what the heck happens. But I'm curious to see. I mean, they staged a battle over spring training. Neither one of them won. I would say Bay finished stronger, but I think you're just going to kind of see, we'll bounce them around and see what sticks.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, live from Cincy. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. Time right now, 12:13, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. All right, Jason, you expressed some optimism that Brian Reynolds would be signed within the last day. Where does that stand?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could give you a different answer other than, you know, I feel about the same as I did. There are active discussions. They're happening right now. They're expected to happen right up until first pitch. The ship has not sailed on anything. I tweeted out something last night about, you know, conversations involving the structure of the contract. And what I mean by that is, you know, talking about potential club options or no trade clauses, that sort of thing. How they weighed it. You see, Brian Hayes' contract is weighted in kind of a unique way, like more money now versus more money later, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I mean, I take that to mean that they are in the ballpark. And that's, I don't know, kind of a cliche term, but like, you know, we've seen teams negotiate not real contracts before, you know, throw out garbage deals just so they could say they offered something. This is not that. I truly believe the Pirates have genuine interest in keeping Brian Reynolds. I think Brian Reynolds has genuine interest in staying here. And given where this thing started and the fact that we're here, like on opening day, having conversations, and there's a belief that a deal can get done, I still think it gets done, Joe. But it is going to be kind of white-knuckling to 410, that's for sure.
Does Ben Charrington, do the Pirates have any Steeler-like reluctance to negotiate in season?
No, but Reynolds does. We asked him a couple days ago, like, what's your feeling on negotiating in season? And he said he'd rather not. Nobody has like a hard and fast rule the way the Steelers do. We asked Charrington about this too. And he basically said, you know, he would. It's generally not the player's preference. So, I mean, it's very much viewed as first pitch is the deadline here. If something doesn't get done, like, I don't think Reynolds has any interest in talking further.
Unless, of course, $100 million comes down the pike toward him, right?
Well, I mean, $100 million has come down the pike toward him. You know, that's where they're at.
Are you saying the Pirates have made an offer of $100 million?
I can't say that with 100% certainty, Joe, but I have a tough time believing they're still talking if they did not. Think about that. Reynolds' camp was at 134, right? Pirates were at $80 million. If the Pirates hadn't moved $20 million, would Reynolds' camp really move 40 to be under 100? I mean, I'm pretty darn confident it's been over $100 million. And I think if this gets done, Joe, it will get done for over $100 million.
Hmm. That's an interesting little nugget.
I'll say.
I like that. Jason, how serious is the JT Brubaker injury? Is he possibly done for the year, as I'm seeing?
Yeah, I mean, it's not final. It's not done. Basically, what they're doing is they want to do more tests. They're still evaluating it. You know, with me being not a doctor, clearly, there are, I guess, routes they could go with, like, some sort of shot, rehab plan, that sort of deal, and they want to investigate whether those are possible. But I know that Tommy John is on the table. I know that, you know, I mean, if you're going to ask me my opinion, it's that he's going to end up being done for the year and having Tommy John. But I understand the team perspective of saying, like, this isn't final yet. We still have routes we can check, and I think they're going to go that way sort of before admitting what I think is ultimately going to happen.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette on the line. How about today's matchup, today's pitching matchup specifically? Are we looking at, if Mitch Keller's rolling here, he gets to roll well over 100 pitches? Do you think, where do you think the pitch count might be? All of that.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Joe. I actually asked Shelton that question the other day about, you know, has Mitch kind of become that guy? Because he and I have had discussions about the third time through the order, and they're very, you know, they're kind of persnickety with how many times they allow a guy to face hitters. And I said, has Mitch kind of disproved that for you? Like, is he, you know, you're going to let him go as long as he can go? And he said, it depends on his stuff. It depends on how his stuff looks that day, which is a bit of a cop-out, but I'd probably answer it the same way. And I would answer it to you that same way, Joe, that you know, if his stuff looks really good, I don't think they're going to automatically pull him after two trips through the order. If his stuff is good, yeah, I think he could go over 100 pitches. Not a ton, just because of it being opening day. And I think he's, you know, he's probably maxed out in the 80 range. I want to say, I'd have to look back at my notes, but, you know, he could get to 100. I don't think he's going over like 105 or 108, but he could get to 100, sure.
Ke'Bryan Hayes batting sixth in today's lineup. What's the best fit for him, I guess? Like, if he is playing up to his potential, does he stay in that sixth spot? Where's best for him in that lineup?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Colsey. And I thought about that I think the best thing for the Pirates and the best thing for Hayes, and sort of where I expected this to land, was for Hayes to bat third and for Andrew McCutchen to bat sixth. I love Cruz leading off. I love Reynolds hitting second. I'm fine with Carlos Santana hitting cleanup. I think that's probably the best way to construct the lineup. I don't love hitting Cruz fourth, but, you know, then you look at the other spots. And Kanan, I'm fine with him hitting fifth. I don't know if I see Hayes there. I'd rather Hayes be your number three hitter. Like, I think he can be that. For right now, I understand what they're doing. I guess I get it. I mean, it does lengthen the lineup on the plus side. Like, Kanan can run a little bit. I know he's a bigger guy like we were talking about, but you put him in front of Ke'Bryan, and I mean, that should be sort of a second crack at producing some runs. So I'm good with it, but I think long-term, Hayes probably lands at the third spot.
Interesting. I'm wondering about his season. There's a couple other guys I'm wondering about who aren't even here yet, and I keep picturing Endy Rodriguez in that third spot. Do you think middle-of-the-order type bats will arrive from AAA, at least one, let's say by mid-season, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how you want to classify middle-of-the-order type bats. Like, will Endy Rodriguez eventually be that? Yes, I believe he will, and I believe he'll be here by mid-season. Do I expect him to hit in the number three hole, like, right away? No. I'll give him some great if he's hitting 6-7 early on, I'm totally fine with it. And then if he disproves that and you put your best hitters in the best spots, let's move him. But yeah, I mean, he's the one I look at, Joe, that he's going to be up here and he's going to produce. I don't know if I look at Nick Gonzalez right now, like if he's going to come up there and be like a middle of the order hitter. I think that's a big ask, probably the same for Henry Davis. But Endy's the one I look at and think he could come up there and do that eventually. I just don't think they do it right away.
All right, Jason, brightest pitching future, Rowanzi Contreras, Johan Oviedo, Luis Ortiz.
Oh, boy. Folsy, you're killing me with this one, man. That's a good question. Putting me on the spot. You got to give me 5 seconds to vamp.
No, it's all right.
I think I'm still going to go Row, man. I do. And it's tough because I think the world of the other two, but you know, at his best, Rowe's throwing 97, and not that the others aren't. Ortiz is throwing 100. But I like Contreras' command of the other stuff. I think he's got the best pitch of any of the ones anybody throws in his slider. And a really good curveball that I wish he'd use more. His changeup has looked much better than Ortiz's. I think there's a possibility Ortiz could eventually end up as a reliever, although not yet. But I just... You know, it's not a mark against the other guys. I just think that highly of Rowanzi Contreras.
Couple of contract questions, Jason. And I hate to bring up an inconvenient truth here, but Mitch Keller only has 2 years of team control left, which means based on Pirates history, starting next season would be the logical time to start talking about whether they're going to sign him or trade him. What's going to happen with him?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Joe. I would not rule out them extending him, although I have not heard anything that they're close or that's something that's possible for right now. I hope I'm wrong and they keep it under wraps and they sign him. I mean, I think that's an avenue that they would eventually like to get to. I just don't – like, right now, everything that I've heard of them contract-related has been Brian Reynolds, and that includes O'Neill Cruz. Like, I haven't heard much on Cruz. That's not to say the discussions haven't happened. I just haven't heard about it. I think ultimately for Keller, I mean, it buys you a little bit of time. This might be one of the ones where you do think about it in season. You know, trying to get something by the deadline, he's trying to pitch opening day. I don't know. I don't know if it's the right time. You've also got Reynolds. Like, if you go to him midway through this season and he's having a really good year, that's one you could get done. I don't see an issue there, and I think that makes a lot of sense for them to get it done. But I don't sense that as, like, you know, something that's imminent, that's for sure.
All right, let's talk Cruz, because the Pirates have a history that goes back a ways, I might add, to McCutchen, to Polanco, to Marte, of trying to lock up a really talented young player with some risk, at a bargain rate for the club. Wander Franco signed an 11-year, $182 million contract with the Rays last year. Do you think the Pirates want to do that with Cruz, and have there been any overtures?
That's a tough one to answer, Joe. Honestly, I've not gotten a ton of intel on the Cruz stuff, and I don't want to sit here and talk to you and pretend like I have. I can tell you, from my understanding of it, I mean, they would not be against anything like that. They value Cruz and would like to keep him around here for a long, long time. Have they gotten close to that actually happening? Again, that's the piece that I can't quite put together. In the Reynolds thing, I do think it gums up the works, although I don't mean it like that. What I mean is just you need to figure it out before you know what you have with Cruz. And if you wait a year on Cruz, I don't think it's the biggest crime. Let's say he has a sophomore slump. I don't think that makes Cruz a bad player, and I think it means the Pirates could potentially get him at a huge discount. Even if he has kind of an up-and-down season, they could still get a lot more. So if you figure Reynolds out now and then you figure Cruz out, like, even if Cruz has, like, a tremendous season, I still think that deal could be had. And I think it would make a heck of a lot more sense to do it next season when you've got more cost certainty and that sort of deal, and you know what you're doing with Reynolds. So anyway, I think they want to have the conversation. It's just, again, there's nothing trickling out that anything is imminent, that's for sure.
One more from me, Jason, and as you can tell, I'm very intrigued by this young pitching, and I'll go with Quinn Priester or Mike Burrows' brighter pitching future, and is either one of them a top-of-the-rotation piece, you think?
Oh, boy. Oh, Folesy. I'll go Quinn Priester, if you make me pick one that I think has a brighter future. I really like this kid's makeup. I've gotten to know him well since the Pirates drafted him in 2019. I've gotten to know his parents and where he's come from and that sort of thing. And, like, I've also gotten to know Musgrove and Tyone and Cole and these Pirates guys that I think people think the world of. Quinn is right there. He's right there in physical tools and makeup and in how he carries himself, how he thinks about the game. The only thing he's not there with is just experience. He needs to pitch at AAA. He's only made two starts there. He's going to be an elite pitcher at this level. I'm fully confident of it. He's built the right way as five legitimate pitches, not like 2.5 like he did when he came out of school. So I like Priester a lot. Like, the question about the other pitchers, it's not the slam Burrows. I think Priester's going to be a star.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Enjoy your visit to Cincy. Should be very, very interesting today. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Thanks for having me.
Jason Mackey. That Reynolds stuff was very interesting, wasn't it?
It makes sense what he's saying, right? That they wouldn't still be having these intense conversations. The door would still not be open if...
Are they having intense conversations? That's the part I wonder about.
Maybe not intense.
Did the Pirates make a firm offer of over $100 million? That's the part I question here, Folesy. Let's talk about it, shall we? And let's talk about how soon is the right time to try to sign Cruz long-term, if any, within the next year. 412-928-9370. And Bud Dupree has posted a very interesting photo of himself on Instagram. I'll tell you what's going on there.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.